The Veterans Art Project, VE80. The Member Engagement Team and National Creative Project teamed up and asked members to submit their artwork and photography inspired by the 80th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day. They have not been disappointed and are excited to share with you some of the pieces that have been submitted. These pieces will now be exhibited online and at our upcoming events, including military dinners, and presented as gifts. Brian's story. One of the members who submitted his artwork is 87-year-old Brian Naylor. Brian joined the Royal Navy in November 1959 after completing an apprenticeship in the Merchant Navy. He spent 12 years in the Navy flying in helicopters. Upon retirement, Brian joined the Royal Navy Reserve and finally retired in 1999. Brian shares with us how his love of painting came about. I dabbled in watercolour painting while at sea, mainly cartooning for ship and squadron informal records and family birthday and Christmas cards, all very amateur and just for fun. After a gap of more than 30 years, and having been diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration in 2012, I assumed that my amateur art days were over. In late 2020, I was cleaning out a cupboard and found some art materials. I spent a couple of hours looking at tutorials on the internet and re-sparked my interest. Soon, I was trying out new techniques and discovering that loose watercolour painting is still possible. My sight does prevent detailed work and sometimes colours surprise me. I'm still at the beginner's stage and much of my work ends up as a muddy puddle in the bin, but I'm beginning to understand that less is more and avoiding the urge to get into detail. Art, at a very simple level, is now part of my life again and brings both frustration and pleasure with the occasional happy surprise. I'm still in the process of translating a picture in my mind to something similar on paper. But the challenge is to try to capture those images, those moments, which make the process and the disappointments worth the effort. I use magnifiers to get the uniforms right, and I search the internet for pictures using bits of them to get the details correct. Brian lived in London during the Second World War. He was collected from an orphanage by his parents on the same day that war was declared in 1939. I don't remember VE Day itself, but I have memories from that time. I remember being rescued from the basement after the house, two doors down from us, took a direct hit during the Blitz, and I remember watching aeroplanes in the sky, thinking it was great fun. VE Day was a day of celebration and of people dancing in the street, but looking back 80 years later, and the celebration was the end of something dreadful. The cost in lives of that war was enormous. We must now learn to stop it from happening again, and we must remember the sacrifices. People ought to remember that sons, cousins, and uncles went to war enthusiastically, but the last time they were seen was walking away. Then the telegrams arrived.